In the United States, the bill to sanction South Africa has moved forward. What does that mean? What does that actually mean that it's moved forward? What are the steps? So right now joining me is Yigal Marcus, who's the director of Republicans Overseas Israel. Hi, Yigal. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Yigal, what does this mean that it's moved forward? How many steps are there?
It goes through a legislative process where Congress has to approve it, and then it goes to the Senate. They have to approve it, and then it ultimately comes to the president for his signature. And I fully expect that to happen. You know, the Republicans, which are very pro-Israel and you know, believe in you know, peace through strength, absolutely want to show strength here with a country that is really acted beyond the pale when it comes to Israel and with fairness and justice around the world. So it's going to go, it's going through Congress. It's now going to go to the Senate for their approval, which I expect them to get. And then the president will sign it. And ultimately, there'll be sanctions until South African government learns this lesson that it cannot play willy-nilly with the international system of justice, which was designed to prevent true genocidal maniacs and murderers from perpetrating crimes against humanity, and not countries. And that's stripping countries of the ability to defend themselves against those genocidal terrorist murderers.
So I hear the point that you're making. This kind of move, though, affects the people of South Africa. It's not going to actually have an effect on our leaders. Our leaders live in their own bubbles. They don't have public health care. They have private health care. They are so out of touch with the people. Is there anything that South Africa could do to start reversing this whole, this terrible road that we are heading down with the United States?
So I'll tell you this. First of all, President Trump is a friend of the South African people.
Yes.
And it's very important to realize that he does not blame the people for the government. The government, the South African government, had their own, quite frankly, disappointing and sick priorities. But he is not a president that in any way is against the South African people. Instead, what he's trying to do is to get their government to behave in a way which is responsible on the world market. If they want to be a global leader, and they want to really behave amongst the community of countries, then they have to behave like that. And so he's not against them. I think what the point of this legislation and these sanctions are is to really target the leaders that have allowed this and have encouraged this kind of behavior. Obviously, there's a lot of corruption involved, money changing hands, as you can possibly imagine,
right.
I believe. At least that's what the allegations are. But at the end of the day, this is going to be targeted towards the leader, and it really shouldn't affect the South African people as much. If anything, this should help the South African people free itself of the corruption that has engulfed this government, and ultimately that will be very good for the people to live more freely and not under the cloud of corruption that this government has perpetrated.
It's easier said than done. We're dealing with masses of people who are unemployed, who are uneducated, who don't have proper housing, proper sanitation, they don't have jobs. Sometimes it feels like we are already living in a tinderbox. And I worry about that, because when people can't feed families, they make illogical choices. They become more reactionary, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
That's why I asked the question, what is it that the people of South Africa could do? Because I don't think that we can rely on the government for anything. I really don't.
Yeah, no, I clearly that's the case. And I think, you know, what the people need to realize is that, there is so much to gain for the people of South Africa had the government only not been poisoned by their own hate against the state of Israel, the Jewish homeland. There is so much we could do together. With water and with a lot of the issues that you've brought up, there's so much that can be accomplished. Sure. Israel is a country that wants to help people. We love helping other countries who need help, who need innovation, who need all the things to help enhance their economy, trade and jobs. And there's so much we could do together. But what is absolutely blocking the South African government from allowing this relationship between the South African people and South African businesses and the Israeli economy connect and grow and really become productive is hate. And that hate has to stop. President Trump sees that. And if we can neutralize that hate and get them beyond that hate, there is a much brighter future. There is so much we can do together as two nations that just want a better future for our people.
Yeah.
But so you got the only way to get beyond that. Yeah, go ahead.
We have a government of national unity. The reason we have a government of national unity is because the ANC, who are the racists in the room, if we can call it that way, they didn't have an outright majority. So what's happening is that the government on national unity, the current government, which is made up of non-racist parties in addition to the ANC, are being sanctioned, and the people of South Africa are being punished rather than the specific party that's racist. You hear the point that I'm making?
Yeah, I definitely do hear. It's complicated.
Yes,
obviously. I'm not suggesting that it's not. What I am suggesting is that the days of corruption need to end, and the days of hatred need to end. And the quicker we can get the government to take that seriously, is a day that South Africans can feel more free, and ultimately they will have the ability to grow their economy and to create those desperately needed jobs. But what I will tell you is this: the American government is not blind to this. And whenever they do sanctions, they want to make sure that the sanctions are creating the bite that is necessary to ultimately affect the people who they're targeted for. Mm. And I'll say this: that as these sanctions come into play, that are targeted towards leadership, not the people. The American government's going to track it. And if it's hurting the people instead of the government, I assure you that they're going to adjust them and make sure that at the end of the day, we don't want to sanction anybody. But this is the behavior of this government has been so damaging that President Trump feels obligated to do something to protect justice and fairness and peace, and not to reward the hatred that has fueled their behavior.
Yigal, thank you so much. That is where we leave it. Yigal Marcus, Director of Republicans Overseas Israel. You know, Gary, Gary's actually sent through a message, and I think that this is very important. He says, sanction individuals, not the people. Yes. What would that look like? I don't know. What would that look like, Gary? How do you understand sanctioning individuals rather than the people? It just, I really love South Africans, and these are the things that keep me up at night, right? I probably sleep 4 hours a night because I think about these things, and I worry about our people. I worry about dreams and ambitions and hopes that we had from 1993 when the white population of South Africa voted, right, in a referendum, that apartheid should be dismantled. It was the first time that I voted, and it was overwhelming. It was the first time I ever heard the term landslide. Those votes were cast on hopes and dreams for all of us to have a better future. I don't know how many South Africans can turn around and say, well, you know what, our lives are really better, aside from the politicians.